It's a dirty game maintained by Rainford Capital Games.
That does it for another episode of the Project Censored Show on Pacifica Radio. I'm Mickey Huff with Peter Phillips. Our longtime producer is Anthony Fest. Erica Bridgman, our engineer. Project Censored airs on nearly 40 stations around the United States, from Maui to New York. To learn more about it, contact us through projectcensored.org. Please follow and like us on Facebook. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Project Censored on KBOO, KBOO Portland. Stay tuned, because coming right up at 10:15 is Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. It's your daily news magazine. At 11 o'clock, the food show brings you hunger myths, meat addiction, and a Portland woman's vodka brand. It's now just about 10 o'clock, time for Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary with your host, Chris Andre. Just following one announcement.
Good morning, honey. You old gloomy sight. Good morning.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Real Cool Film Series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month is Lady Sings the Blues, showing Monday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. Diana Ross portrays jazz singer Billie Holiday in this biographical drama. The film depicts her early attempts at a singing career and her eventual rise to stardom, as well as her difficult relationships and drug addiction. Again, that's Lady Sings the Blues, Monday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, January 18th, 2017. And the world awaits, breathless, fingers on the buttons, for a psychopath to become the most powerful man in the world. Message to alien invaders? Now would be good. So this is KBOO Portland, your community radio, sanctuary radio. Wow, are we ever glad to welcome immigrants from on or off planet. No driver's license? Oh, hell no, don't worry about it. You got here, didn't you? Hey, AT, call home and tell them to send the grown-ups ASAP. We have a carry concealed license with your name on it, just waiting. Yeah, aliens may be our only hope. The weather, there's another source of concern. There is are enormous chunks of ice almost ready to break off at either end of the pole. Right here, however, in Cascadia for today, we've got highs around 53. Chance of rain is 100%. It's bucketing down right now, even as we report this. And for tonight, rain continues to bucket, lows around 46. And for tomorrow, showers likely and a high around 46. Tomorrow night, bucketing down rain and a low around 38. Our guest today is Chauncey Peltier. We want to bring you a message loud and clear that if Chelsea Manning was pardoned, and we think it's about time, 30-plus years and counting, that Leonard Peltier be freed. Chauncey's going to bring, for those who are not familiar with the story, a little bit of an update and a call to all listeners to contact the White House, leave a message, and ask President Obama in his last days in the White House to do the right thing, free Leonard Peltier. It's way overdue. This would be the a compassionate end note to his presidency and a capstone of his legacy. We also hope to get Steve Vaughn on the show with us today. We just received a press release from him regarding Tillerson's appointment, and it is very, very critical to understand Tillerson's ties with the fossil fuel industry. His commitment goes back a long ways. He has, apart from his own personal, employment connections, he has some commitments. He has some dangerous commitments, obligations, as it were, to the biggest high-stakes players on the planet. And there was particular focus on Russian connections. The man is a danger to himself and to all of us, even if he weren't about to be appointed Secretary of State. He's just dangerous as he stands there breathing. The fact that he would be even considered Secretary of State is a sign of utter madness and utter lack of understanding. Trump doesn't know who this man is. He was put up to this by the people that he apparently owes favors to. He wanted this job mainly to promote brand Trump and associate brand Trump with brand America. But essentially, Trump doesn't have a clue who any of these people are. And he certainly doesn't know Tillerson's. Though if he did, he probably would have liked the idea right from the get-go because of the ties with Russia. More on that later. More on some big surprises for the little Trumpster about to take on the mantle of power. Well, we will be talking very soon with Chauncey Peltier. This is about one of the best things that you can do today. The fact that that we all, of course, in a delirium of celebration at the freeing of Chelsea Manning. Wow, that was a big one. But we've got other work to do here, a lot of work before us, stretching out over the coming 4 years. And dare I say, beyond the 4 years, too. The Reporters Committee for the Freedom of the Press is reminding journalists of legal assistance. There's a hotline available during inaugural events. That number, if you need it, is 800-336-4243. If you're planning to be there. Journalists occasionally get swept up in arrests during protests at national political events. And the Reporters Committee is going to help to get them back to gathering the news as quickly as possible. There are a number of advisories from the Reporters Committee. Always carry ID. That's dubious. But anyway, if you're arrested, let them know that you're a journalist. Again, one wonders, is that such a good idea under these very unique circumstances? We should be hearing him from Chauncey in just a moment. Chauncey, I understand you're right here and ready to talk to us about our an action that we can all take right now that we know is the right thing to do. It's more and more important now, of course, to figure out what exactly is the right thing to do and then do it without question. We're in the days of, we're coming up on days of serious monkey wrenching. We haven't probably thought about that for a while, but if you want to put your life and freedom on the line, now's a good time to do it. Because it's unlikely that the alien grown-ups are going to be coming into the room anytime soon. More than 50 journalists, more on journalism and the press and what that's going to look like under a Trump administration. Expect huge clampdowns and plan to be working on the down low. And whatever it is you happen to be working on, it's probably a good idea not to talk about it till you've done your bit. More than 50 journalists, lawyers, media rights advocates, and First Amendment stakeholders have come together with common interest in protecting the freedom of the press, securing rights granted by the First Amendment. The top priorities as the Trump administration is becoming predictable amorphous mass, a group agreed that countering legal threats to reporters such as leaks, investigations, libel suits, and a disregard for the Freedom of Information Act and promoting public policy in support of the public's right to know it. These are all crucial areas that require a unified response. The past election has left the press standing with the American public at its lowest point. This is caused many journalists to question what we're actually doing and to question each other over missions and methods. And now of course, I don't even like to use the word president. Fellow Trump, who expresses not only disregard but contempt for rights and freedoms of journalists, and worse than that, it's outright hostility. We are about to speak. If we got Chauncey ready. Okay, good morning, Chauncey. Thanks so much for being with us. Speaking of which, the right to speak out and to take a stand and defend that stand are characteristics of Leonard Peltier's whole life. Would you just, before we start giving out numbers and so forth, you want to just recap for listeners who are not familiar with who Leonard Peltier is and why the government is so terrified of. And what I say is, like, all these administrations, there have been how many administrations now since Leonard was incarcerated? Not one has had the courage to stand up and do the right thing. And we talk about, well, the administration, but it's administrations plural. Now we've come right down to the line, and the question is, will President Obama do the right thing? Can you tell us about why Leonard is in prison right now and why his life is in jeopardy? Because he is not in good health.
Yeah, Leonard is. Leonard is. A lot of people know the history on Leonard. A lot of people don't. Leonard is one of the longest held political prisoners in the United States, and he's been wrongfully incarcerated for 42 years. And back in the 70s, just like Standing Rock today, they were trying to take the Black Hills. You know, they were just doing what they wanted, like they're doing over there in Standing Rock. They're just going ahead, drilling, and they're running that pipeline through anyways and going to pay the fines and the penalties. Well, in the 70s, they were doing, basically, they were strong-arming and murdering Native Americans. 76... there was a shootout in Pine Ridge Reservation, and there was a group running around called the Goon Squad, and they were the ones known to be kicking in the doors on Grandma and Grandpa and all the murderers on the reservation at this era, which was the highest in the country. It was higher on Pine Ridge Reservation than it was in New York, L.A., and Chicago put together on this little reservation. Well, it was known to be the Goon Squad and the feds, the ones that weren't pursuing any of these murders or arrest. Nobody was getting arrested. They were trying to take the Black Hills. Well, so the elders were asking for protection from American Indian Movement, AIM. And just like the Black Panthers and the Brown Berets, there was American Indian Movement. And so when the elders were asking for protection because they were terrified for their lives, they went back there, and AIM was doing stuff, cutting firewood, mowing the lawns, and fixing stuff for elders, doing stuff around their houses. And
yeah, like the Panthers, very much like Black Panthers, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, stuff warriors and AIM does. You know, they're not just radicals. They're respectful to their elders. They help their elders. They try to help people in their communities. At least chapters I've seen all my life have. And so Leonard and a bunch of guys were back there, and one day a firefight occurred, which everybody thought was the Goon Squad, and it turned out being some FBI agents. Well, they all fled. They caught four of them. One they let go. There was no evidence on them. The other two, Bobby Robidoux and Dino Butler, brought Kansas, but that ain't right. And brought to a city and got a fair trial and actually got acquitted because of the murder rate and the stuff that was going on at Pine Ridge at that time, that era. So that's why they got acquitted. Well, this time they were so frustrated and fed up, the last one they had was Leonard. Leonard's going to be the fall guy. They convicted Leonard on falsified ballistics, tempered witnesses, corroborated statements. They withheld evidence, would have exonerated Leonard's, and had him acquitted. And that's why, you know, this is one of the biggest rights violation cases in history. This is why you had Democratic Republicans, Attorney General, and Judge Haney support clemency for Leonard and suggested he needs to be set free at a retrial. Well, here recently, the Attorney General Reynolds from 76 to 82 wrote a letter in support of clemency for Leonard.
And that note, we've got to, the note of clemency is that is the message of the day. We are completely out of time. Chauncey, thank you so much for being with us. And this is a call out to listeners to reach out to the White House, to Obama, and tell him now is the time. This would be the perfect, the most noble action that he could take at the very end of his administration. We all have those numbers there. I don't have them to hand. I believe that Chauncey does, but we'll have numbers for you at the front desk. And those will also go out over the air later this morning. There's a number of numbers that you can call. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, January 18th, 2017. Tammy Dean engineered for us. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is the KBOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand and make that call today. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening.